This is Warning Radio with Dr. Jonathan Hansen, founder and president of World Ministries International, a non-denominational end times ministry dedicated to fulfilling a divine commission to trumpet forth warnings from God concerning the imminent second coming of Christ and the impending judgment of God upon the ungodly. God has sent Dr. Hansen to many nations of the world with a solemn warning to the political and religious leaders and citizenry to repent of their sinfulness and wickedness or face the catastrophic judgments that will soon be unleashed upon the unbelieving world. Listen now to the warnings of our compassionate and merciful Creator conveyed through His faithful prophetic spokesman, the host of Warning Radio, Dr. Jonathan Hansen.
This is Jonathan Hansen, President of World Ministries International. I want to welcome you to the Warning Radio Program. Special guest, Attorney Stephen Pidgeon. Fought in the federal state Supreme Court, ran for Attorney General, Washington State, and also the president of the Sefer Publishing Company. Attorney Pidgeon, Dr. Pidgeon, welcome back.
Well, it's great to be here, Dr. Hansen. Glad to be here.
Well, I'll tell you what, probably one of the most important topics going on that people are interested in and should be, because you don't know where this is going to land, but Ukraine. And I have several reports here that I want to get to, but I think you have a breaking report too, so why don't you give it?
Yes, I just got news from a friend in Britain who has a cousin living in Kiev. And he has indicated, first of all, he's fleeing with his family, but he has indicated that first of all, the West does not understand that Zelensky is a dictator, and that now, as of today, Zelensky is bombing civilians himself and blaming it on Russians.
Wow.
And they're videoing it.
Wow.
And of course, we know that there's several things. One, there's a report about this ghost ace pilot in Ukraine who supposedly shot down 10 Russian fighters. That report is completely false. There is no such ghost fighter, and the Russians have lost one aircraft, which was shot down by Special Forces U.S., full of paratroopers. That's it. There have been no other losses. All the Ukrainian Air Force has been completely destroyed, and there's no runways in the country for them to land anyway. They've all been bombed. This morning, the Ukrainian parliament passed a bill allowing them to seize the assets, property, bank accounts, cars, and everything else of any Russian speaker in Ukraine. And so it's obvious ethnic genocide that is going on in Ukraine, and that Ukraine is full bore on board with this. There was a report that there were 12 Ukrainian guards who told the Russians to do something illicit with themselves, and that report was completely false. In fact, there were 82 Ukrainians. They all laid down their arms and gave up, and Russia repatriated them to their families. The Russians are not hitting civilian targets at all. They're hitting only military targets with specificity. The picture of the tank rolling over a car claiming that was a Russian tank, that was a Ukrainian tank that did that, not a Russian tank. So the media that's coming out of Ukraine is almost 100% false. I have photos of AP reporters painting makeup on Ukrainians to stage a scene. There's videos of reporters putting cameras up, putting a crowd of people in Maidan Square in Kiev, and then telling them to wait, and then 3, 2, 1, okay, now run at us in a panic while they video it. And so, I mean, this is the kind of thing, it's completely false. The narrative that's coming out of Ukraine is completely false. And this guy, Vladimir Zelensky, has done everything he can to start World War III. He's now out touting the claim that when Ukraine falls, then Russia's going to go after Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia. And that is simply not the case. Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia are smart enough to recognize that they're not going to attempt to put nuclear missiles in those three countries to threaten Russia, because then their fate will be the same as Ukraine. But as long as you don't elect somebody like Zelensky, you're not going to have that problem. So this is what the stats, and by the way the situation is now in Ukraine is that the Russians have taken all of southeastern Ukraine, with the exception of the last battle of Mariupol, where they're in a standoff with a Nazi unit called Azov. This is a group of Ukrainians who wear the SS Gestapo swastika on their uniform and have been engaged in ethnic cleansing in eastern Ukraine against Russians. Oh, it's also this report that came in today from out of Britain indicates that there are Ukrainians and Russians that are fleeing across the Russian border to get into Russia because of what's going on in Ukraine. And they're being shot in the back by Ukrainian soldiers who are shooting civilians in the back as they cross the border into Russia. And by the way, that's a report that didn't happen at all when this thing first started, but that there were literally thousands of people fleeing Luhansk when the Ukrainian army began shelling kindergartens, hospitals, and apartment buildings in that region before the Russians stepped in. So this is what's really going on in Ukraine. And the Russians will soon have complete control of Odessa and Mariupol, which means that the entire Black Sea coast and the Sea of Azov coast will be in the hands of Russia. And what's left of Ukraine will have no port whatsoever. However, the Battle of Kiev is a battle where Russia has been telling the citizens of Kiev to evacuate the city. And then they made it very clear yesterday that they were going to be attacking government buildings and media buildings, and no civilian targets whatsoever. And so this is what's really happening there. There's some breaking news in the EU. Originally, there was, you have to remember that the interdependence between Europe and Russia is really quite significant. You know, Russia provides about 50% of the natural gas to Europe. And it also provides 25% of its wheat, 20% of its corn, et cetera. So there's, really quite a dependency, if you will, upon Russia. And Joe Biden is attempting to replace this with American natural gas, which is causing the price of our gas to go through the roof. And he's going to try to replace it with American oil. I don't know where he's going to get it, since he shut down all oil production in the country after he became president. So what you see in Europe is looking at this and saying, And when the German Chancellor Olaf Scholz said, well, we're going to allow arms to come through of Germany to be placed in Ukraine, Russia came out and said, well, I guess we're back to bombing Berlin again, since you guys seem to forget that it was your Nazi army that armed Ukraine back in 1940. So let's try to remind ourselves where we're going here. So since this happened, the commitment by Poland to provide 28 aircraft to Ukrainian fighters, and the commitment by Bulgaria to commit fighters to it, and the commitment by Slovakia to commit fighters, all of those have evaporated, because they understand very clearly that should Poland take one step towards committing Air Force or any other armament into Ukraine, the Russians will be bombing Poland, and they'll bomb all the way to Berlin.
Wow.
So as a consequence, they've got the message. The EU got the message. And all three of those countries pulled out and said, we're not giving any aircraft to any Ukrainian fighters at all. And the EU, of course, has committed suicide, because they went along with this sanction proposal that was made by Joe Biden to eliminate Russia from the SWIFT system. Now, the SWIFT system, of course, is the transfer system that reconciles multiple currencies in the global trading system. It's primarily dollar dependent. But when they eliminated Russia from the SWIFT system, Russia immediately turned to China. China immediately came forward with their SIPS system, which is not dependent upon the U.S. or Swiss bankers, or more important, Rothschild bankers out of London. It's completely independent from that. And that system went viral immediately, with over 98 countries participating in the SIPS system. Now, what this means is that the strategy to sanction Russia is going to create a complete plunge in the American dollar. And so this is, and this morning, Russia's Roscosmos is the name of the company. They provide all the rocket engines to the United States for purposes of putting anything in space. And they came out this morning and said, well, we're not doing that anymore. We're not going to be giving any rockets to the U.S. whatsoever. And in fact, Dmitry Rogozin, who is the head of Roscosmos, said, let them fly their brooms into space.
Wow.
So that's essentially what's happening. So what we have here is we have catastrophic incompetence at the level of, at the federal level. Joe Biden doesn't know what he's doing, and neither do his advisors. And what you see here, I mean, I'll just put it to you the way I see it, Dr. Hansen. You have one country in the world that has resisted the idea that everybody should be LGBT. They've resisted the idea that everybody should have a microchip implanted in their head and be transformed into a transhumanist. They've resisted the demoralization, the defilement, the degradation of the West. And they said, we're not doing that. And as a result, the international banking community, which is engaged in its great reset, which is essentially a genocide against most of the peoples on the earth, they're outraged that Russia would do this. And so you really have a battle between the traditional values and the New World Order. Zelensky has said categorically he's a New World Order leader. Britain said the difference between us and Russia is that at least we're coming in with the LGBT flag. That's what Britain said openly. So what you see is you see something that's really quite unique. And believe me, I'm not trying to say that Russia is a sinless nation by in any respect. Okay. But what you see when you have countries that have completely demoralized and degraded their forces to the point that we're no longer interested in any form of masculinity appearing in the culture whatsoever, that's declared toxic. That's toxic, that stuff, masculinity, toxic. And instead, we have to have only things feminine. Well, okay, girls, there's the Russians. Go take them on.
Tell you, Steve, the world is facing a catechism like they've never seen before. Listen to this now from Laura Abeli. Bio laboratories in Ukraine, deadly viruses and threat for population. America has allocated more than $2 billion to finance secret biological laboratories in Ukraine. And only the Americans have the exclusive right of access to the experiments carried out there. The Ukrainian authorities stubbornly hide even the existence of these laboratories, and people panic because of outbreaks of unknown diseases. What do you think of that, Steve?
Well, you know that the Russians have seized virtually all of those labs, and they have all the documents, and they have all the research, and it is being leaked now that part of the gain of function that was being paid for with American tax dollars was to have genetic specificity to deadly viruses. That is to say, to have viruses that targeted Slavic people only via their DNA. That's what they were developing in Ukraine, and they were using Ukrainians as guinea pigs to do it. Now, there's actually 22 of those labs, by the way, in Ukraine. They've all been identified, most of, and all of them have been taken. So the U.S. Department that was managing this immediately began erasing documents, right? However, you know, there are several websites, including Politico, that downloaded all of the information, and it's already been archived in the U.S. So even though they've been shredding files and erasing files at the federal level, all of this stuff has been captured, and it's going to be presented to the world court because the United States government, and in particular its health departments, have been engaged in crimes against humanity and planned crimes of genocide worldwide. That's what they've been doing. And they're going to get caught. They're going to be outed. And then let's see if the world is going to stand here and tolerate, especially when you see what's going to happen in the next 2 years. The next 2 years, as a result of the snake bite, is going to be very deadly for most of America and most of the world. And when that happens, there is going to be an account. There's going to be an account. And people like Klaus Schwab and like Bill Gates and like some of these other people and like Anthony Fauci, who have been not only participants, but agent provocateurs of this particular genocide and democide, will be held to account.
Wow. Russian ambassador says to the United Nations that the legitimately elected president of the United States, Trump, was overthrown.
That's because everybody in the world knows it.
Yeah. That's a Russian ambassador telling the United Nations.
Well, you know, don't tell anybody in Washington, because, you know, that speech is prohibited. Forget the First Amendment. Keep your mouth shut and don't talk about fixed elections.
Oh, I know. I lost my YouTube channel. I had to, Steve.
Thou shalt not speak. Oh, be quiet.
Censored me. They're supposed to have three strikes. You're supposed to have an appeal. I had, you know, they just yanked me off. Forget the appeal. You're done. Man, they don't follow their own policies.
Well, you know, welcome to the world of, you know, Mike Adams, Alex Jones, and everybody else has been kicked to the curb, right?
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, I got to tell you, Dr. Hanson, don't let that bother you. Don't let that bother you. I mean, the fact is that they want to cover up the fact that these elections have been fixed for years. I mean, and it's not Dominion voting machines, right? It's software called Scorecard and Hammer. And they've been using that in Ukraine. You know, they used that, they used it in Ukraine in 2004. They used it in Kuwait. They've used it all over the Far East and in other places, that they've been using Hammer and Scorecard to fix Venezuela's and other places that's had fixed elections. And, you know, this rigging, you know, it's very clear. I mean, the NSA knows, they know every single IP address of every computer that was used and what time they hacked into the systems in the United States and changed the vote. They know. And then it was the U.S. Postal Service, the union out of Detroit, that then shipped, you know, hundreds of thousands of ballots around the country to be stuffed in mailboxes so that they could make up the difference of the electronic vote compared to what they're actually counting physically. And Dinesh D'Souza has put out a video showing, you know, these mules in Atlanta dropping off thousands of votes, 55 stops in Atlanta alone, right? But don't worry about that. Don't worry. You know, the nice thing about it is that Biden is the gift that keeps on giving. We have never had such a prolific level of incompetence and perversion at the highest level in the country ever. And this, you have to keep this in mind, is the very best the Democrats have to offer. This is their man.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
This is their man. And so, you know, you just, I mean, look, his approval rating, they try to say it's at 37%. Yeah, they left out the decimal point, right? Tried 3.7%. Anybody who could support a guy who completely, you know, blew the war in Afghanistan, leaving $94 billion in American assets and the most advanced airbase in the world behind for the Taliban, and then has started a war with Russia, and now has lost that war, we might add. He lost that war with Russia. That's already over. And now what? Now what's he going to do? Oh, well, I forgot to tank the economy. I forgot to trash the stock market, tank the economy, wreck the dollar, destroy the U.S. status worldwide, and otherwise end the free world in favor of Chinese hegemony and Russian hegemony. All because this guy can't find the bathroom.
Okay, oh, my goodness. The gift that keeps on giving. I mean, let me tell you, some people would have immediately thought of gonorrhea.
Got to tell you, I mean, that's the bad part about you know, diarrhea, John. Yeah. It goes through you like a virus through a mask.
Wow. Well, as long as if you could just ship this to the chambers of every Democrat in Congress, get into their offices, you know, that perfume, we might resolve these problems.
Well, you know, you got to remember that Nancy Pelosi believed that the war was going on in Hungary, not Ukraine, right? Because she's geographically challenged, right? She's lucky she could find California. And, you know, and when you look at this level of incompetence, I mean, these people have, you know, finally this gal named Fiona, whatever her name is, writing for Politico, said she opens her articles with, yes, he would. Because what's the question? Will Putin use nuclear weapons if he has to? And the answer is, yes, he would. And there's absolutely no question, yes, he will. Now, this, the only thing that's keeping Putin from dropping nuclear weapons on the United States and Europe is the fact that the United States and Europe are destroying themselves faster than he could.
Wow. Nancy Pelosi. I mean,
you know, there's,
Steve, this might be conjecture, although there is some reputable reporting on this facts. But, you know, I think she has an overindulgence in alcohol. Am I correct?
Well, you know, it's not the alcohol. It's the alcohol and combined with the antidepressants. Once you put those two together, you know, you get pretty hammered. And she has been videoed, I don't know how many times, being in that kind of condition, you know, just absolutely hammered out of her mind to the point that she can no longer speak English. But, you know, that's Nancy's issue, right? But the main thing is this, is that when you see what this problem is, the Democrats went out of, they were so power hungry. We have to have the presidency back. We have to have political, we need the power. We got to have the power. That they were willing to do anything, including cheat till no end, in order to get the power, like they've been doing for years. Okay, so you cheated and you put your cheater there in place in the office. And what happens? The whole country begins to chant, let's go, Brandon, because this guy is pathetic and nobody trusts him. He's completely destroyed any trust in the American government whatsoever. If most Americans perceive the federal government as their enemy, just as most people in the state of Washington perceive their state government as their enemy, save a few selected, you know, liberals living down on Capitol Hill who love what's going on in downtown Seattle, right, which is now reputed all over the world for its, you know, homeless population and the destruction of the downtown area into filth, garbage, and tents and, you know, tuberculosis and hepatitis and even bubonic plague on the streets with the rats.
You know that,
and I'm not,
that song, Let's Go Brandon, I mean, literally, I got my voice back. I can sing it beautifully.
Well, you know, and look, I'm all in favor of Brandon. I mean, let's, you know, this guy is just the gift that keeps on giving. You know, if you want to see what it looks like when you put Democrats in power, this is what it looks like. If you want to see what an unbridled Democrat agenda looks like, this is what it looks like. You know, let's go to war with Russia, even though we can't win it. Let's give up the war in Afghanistan, cost ourselves trillions of dollars. Let's completely screw up the economy with brain dead economic ideas like Green New Deals and climate change stuff. Let's bring in all of this stuff and let's see what we can do. Well, guess what, Democrats? You stole it. You had the complete authority to do everything you wanted to do, and you did everything you wanted to do. And what's it look like? P.U. is what it looks like.
You know, we're running out of time, but the Epoch Times says Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine goes into liver cells and is converted to the DNA.
That's
what we've been saying.
Yeah, well, there's so much proof on the table right now that when we get out of this farce, you know, and we have to destroy the economy in favor of a flu virus. Okay, smart move. When we get out of this pandemic and accountability is had, you're not going to see those pharmaceutical companies allowed anywhere in the world. They will be banned by law in every country on earth.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Warning Radio Program. Special guest, Dr. Stephen Pidgeon, Attorney Pidgeon. Tell you what, he's been fighting for your rights for a long time with me as we've traveled and spoken conferences, did radio and television programs, many over the years, including exposing the corruption of Obama. Eagle saving nations, if we don't do something now, it is all over and only the church can stop this insanity. Eagle saving nations. Go to my new website, www.worldministries.org, www.worldministries.org. Click on Eagles Saving Nations. Let's rise up, you and I, and try to do everything we can to represent Jesus Christ, because only the church can represent Jesus Christ. Only the church can bring peace back to America if we will rise up and be true ambassadors of our Lord and Savior. May God richly bless you. I'll see you all tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Warning Radio with Dr. Jonathan Hansen, founder and president of World Ministries International. Warning Radio is a listener-supported program. We need your donations in order to continue airing these Christ-centered prophetic programs. Send your checks or money orders to World Ministries International, Post Office Box 277, Stanwood, Washington, 98292. To donate securely by phone, call 360-629-5248. Visit our website to find other ways of giving and a wealth of information about World Ministries International and host Dr. Jonathan Hansen. The website is worldministries.org. There, you'll also have access to hundreds of previously aired radio programs, made for television videos, thousands of articles, Dr. Hansen's books, and travel itinerary. Again, the website is worldministries.org. The phone number is 360-629-5248. Tune in at this same time, Monday through Friday, on this radio station for the next exciting edition of Warning Radio with Dr. Jonathan Hansen. Remember, the Lord is not slow about the promise of His return, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for everyone to come to the repentance that leads to eternal life.